welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we are the Pleasure Mechanics. We are the creators of some of the world's best-selling video guides on foreplay techniques and couples massage. And in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future podcasts by going to pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving a message. Chris will get us started by reading a question from a listener.
So Confused writes, "Hi, I am a frequent visitor to your site and have several of your how-tos. Love them. My question is about porn. I am in a happy heterosexual marriage and feel threatened by porn, especially girl on girl. Why does it turn me on? If it turns me on, then all my preconceived notions of porn are then backed up, meaning that he is turned on by the other women and not me. I do not have the body of a porn star. Should I watch porn with him and keep my feelings to myself, or ask that he not watch?"
This is such a great question. I love this question. There's so much in here.
So let's pull it apart. There seem to be a few issues here. One, is watching porn healthy within a relationship? Two, why does it turn you on to watch porn? And three, what is the difference between desiring a visual stimulation from a porn movie versus desire within your long-term relationship? So we are going to unpack this and hopefully clear this up for you and give you some suggestions on how to make this a hot part of your healthy relationship. First of all, I think it's really important to acknowledge that we as human beings are social, sexual animals, meaning that in our genetics, in our DNA, is the ability to get turned on by other people having sex. We are not animals that naturally go into deep hiding in order to mate. In human history, it's actually very likely that we would be hearing other couples mating, that we would be seeing them, that we'd be participating in group erotic ritual. And we don't really think of this that often because in the past few hundred years, sex has been made to be so private. And the idea of anyone seeing you having sex is this really mortifying, embarrassing idea. But ultimately, we're very social with our sexuality. And seeing other people having sex and hearing other people having sex is a huge turn on for most people. Like, have you ever been in a hotel and you hear sounds of sex coming through the walls? Like, it can be an inherent turn on. You don't know who those people are. You have no idea what they're doing, but just the sounds of pleasure turn us on. And this is partly because we have what's called kinesthetic empathy, meaning our bodies attune to what other people are feeling. And this works in all directions with all emotions. Like if you're in a room with someone who's sobbing and sad, you start feeling their grief. If you're in a stadium where everyone's really excited and aroused by the game, like you get caught up in that excitement even if you don't care about football. And the same is true with sex. When we watch or hear other people having sex, our body flips into an arousal mode almost automatically. And we can use this to our advantage as a source of turn-on, but what we need to not do is problematize it. There's nothing wrong with you if you get aroused by porn of any variety, and people report being aroused by gay porn when they're straight and vice versa. You know, a lot of women love gay male porn, even though there's no women in the picture. And so just the acts of two humans engaging in sexuality can be an inherent turn-on, and that is a totally natural response.
That was all beautifully said. It seems like now there are two main categories of porn. There's the amateur porn, where people are really just filming themselves at home, more likely to be in an actual relationship, and people have really different body sizes and types, and it's possibly a truer reflection of how people actually have sex. And then there's the commercial porn that is made as fantasy for consumers. And a lot of people are now finding that they are more turned on often by amateur porn because of this kinesthetic empathy, because people are really sharing their authentic turn on. And we as humans can feel the difference. Even if you can't articulate that, there is a difference in your body. So we invite you to explore the different genres and find what actually really turns you on.
Right. I think a lot of women especially get really turned off by commercial porn because it is a performance and therefore the pleasure is not real. And you can often see the women are totally checked out. They're bored. You know, sometimes like their sounds don't even match up with the action and they've just gone into a script of, oh, yeah, give it to me. Yeah. And it's like totally boring to watch and is even kind of hard to watch because the women don't look like they're having fun. And that's, again, our kinesthetic empathy kicking into place. Like, if the person on film is not having fun, then it's really hard for you to have fun. So definitely find the kinds of porn that reflect authentic pleasure, authentic orgasms, authentic connection. And we think you're more likely to find that in amateur porn.
And of course, there are exceptions to all of these, but these are vast generalizations.
Right.
So, but there's this other main question that I think a lot of women have, which is this piece of being threatened by their man being turned on by other women visually. And I think this is something we really have to address as a culture. We are terrified by this idea that somebody that we desire and want is attracted to somebody else. But we really need to get that as humans, this is completely natural and normal. And I think we also want to give men a little bit more credit for being able to piece apart and differentiate between being turned on visually by something that they're seeing on the screen and turning to their lover, their partner in life, and knowing that that is a completely different relationship that has so many more facets, is so much more emotionally gratifying. This person is supporting you in life, fulfilling your dreams, having your family. You know, it's a completely different relationship. And I think sometimes as women, we tend to only see the desire that men have for other strangers and feel like that discredits the entire life that you've built with a man. And I think that that's really problematic. And we need to understand that as women, we are so much more valuable.
Right. It's not just men who get turned on by visual stimulation. Some studies show that men are a little bit more arousable by visual stimulation, but women consume media all the time of gorgeous men and can ooh and ah over underwear models and not expect their husband to look like that. And so I think we've been sold this lie that men watching porn make them turned off by real women's bodies. And the men we've talked to, and it's been tens of thousands of men over the years, love real women's bodies and all of their curves and their, you know, little beautiful imperfections and the way bodies change over the years. And what's important is that it's a warm body that you're interacting with in bed and actually having real sex with. And men don't really focus on the cellulite and on the love handles and on if one boob is bigger than the other. Like, they're just focusing on the pleasure. It's women who have gotten so obsessed with this idea of perfection. And that is because it's a multi-billion dollar industry to get us obsessed with perfection rather than experiencing the pleasure our bodies have to offer us as is.
So I think as women, we need to understand and value ourselves, both our bodies in their imperfect ways, and understand that men can love us as is and that our relationships with these men are so much more vast than just being turned on the screen. Because good sex is about the physical part, but it's also about the emotional part. And I think a lot of men realize that when they're looking at the screens, that like they are just having a visual, an animalistic turn on experience. Like, they're clear that they are not married to those women and that they're not in a relationship with those women. And I feel like they can distinguish and value you for all the other parts that you bring to their life. So please don't discredit all of you.
Right. And when you say it worries me that he gets turned on watching porn because I don't have a porn star's body, your sexiness is not equal to your body. and your body type and your measurements. Your sexiness is a living, breathing force within you that you can choose to bring out and turn on and share with your husband. And your sexiness is about how you move and how you act and how you respond and how you give pleasure and how you receive pleasure. It's so much more than what size your boobs and hips are. So do not make that equation in your head that your sexiness has anything to do with what your body looks like. It's so much more than that.
Yeah, we can't forget that in monogamous relationships that he has chosen you. There are probably thousands of people he could have sex with in this world, but he has chosen you to build a life with. And own that. Own that position of power and privilege and enjoy it. It's something to be honored. And I think when we can know and acknowledge that we can still be attracted to other people, then there's a little more space and freedom to actually explore what our sexuality really looks like and what are the contours of our turn on. And you are two individual people. We are all individuals. We don't own each other's sexuality. We never will. It's an illusion that sometimes we sell each other around marriage. But it's false and it creates concern. But if we can really understand that part of the interest of two people being together is that you are two separate people with different ranges of interest, then you can get curious about knowing your partner more fully. Like, what is he turned on by? Like, and ask him questions, you know, like after you're watching things, like what specifically were you turned on by? Like, is it the body or is it the sounds or is it that you're, you know, who knows what it is? I think we're all so different and getting curious about each other is really interesting and valuable.
Beautiful. And I think we should remember that we don't only get turned on by the fantasy of porn and the visual stimulation of porn. We all get turned on by people in our actual lives. And when you can be in a monogamous relationship and trust one another to be able to experience that turn on, but not cheat, then monogamy gets a lot more fun, a lot more free, and starts feeling like a choice rather than a cage. And we talk a lot about this in our episode of this podcast on how to prevent cheating. So if you're interested in that, go look up that episode and give it a listen. We think you'll find a lot of valuable information there on how to create a relationship where you can really trust one another to stay within your chosen boundaries, but still be free individual sexual beings and be able to have fun with that and use it to fuel your sex life. And so you ask whether or not you should watch porn together. We say, give it a try.
Why not explore it? But I think it's really important that you find a clip that you like and you watch that together. I think that taking that directorship role will be a fun thing to explore together. And in your question, you say, should I watch porn with him and keep my feelings to myself or ask that he not watch? And I think we would say something else. Why don't you watch porn with him and share your feelings with him? Both, you know, your concerns and feel and let him tell you that he loves you and values you. I think this is the part of having an intimate relationship this is where it gets really interesting. When we start sharing things that feel scary, that feel vulnerable, like this is risky for you, it sounds like, to watch porn with him and to share your turn on with him. But I can probably almost guarantee to you that he will be really turned on by your turn on. And that ultimately that is what he is probably interested in more than any other woman's turn on, is your turn on. And being a part of you getting more and more turned on and being satisfied and him being a part of that. So let this interest and curiosity of yours fuel your erotic adventures together, but be honest about how you're feeling.
Yeah, and here are a few games you might want to play. So you could queue up a clip of porn of two women together and watch it together and say to him something like, you know, do those women turn you on? Do I? And kind of cue him for a response that validates his desire for you. You could also surprise him, bring him into the bedroom, blindfold him, and then put on porn so he hears it but doesn't see it, and see how much that turns him on. Because I guarantee you, it's not all about the visual. The audio stimulation of porn is also a huge turn on for people, and it doesn't get a whole lot of credit. So find one where the moans and the sucking noises are really delicious. Put it on so he doesn't see it, but he hears it, and play with his arousal there. And you are in control of the situation, and do what you want to his body and give him a good blowjob or get on him and ride him or whatever you want to do. But play with the stimulation in that way so you can be assured that it's not all about visual stimulation. We are multi-sensory beings, and as much as visual stimulation can turn us on, touch is one of the best parts of sex, right? Like, that's why we focus on erotic touch and couples massage. Like, sex is so much about that physical connection of two bodies, and that's what you can give him. So focus on enjoying that as much as possible. And finally, if you want to have any conversations with him about porn, and just make sure you want to establish any boundaries within your relationship so you can stay feeling comfortable about it, like how much porn do you both watch, when do you watch it, make sure you're also paying attention to each other. Because I think porn can fit into a healthy marriage really nicely, but not when you're not paying attention to each other, right? So love is so much about paying attention to one another. And couples get in trouble when they stop paying attention to each other and just turn to porn for the fantasy and the release. And porn should be an addition to a healthy relationship, not a substitution for it.
Ideally.
Yes. And so if you're struggling with this at all, like, just have conversations with him, try to establish healthy boundaries, and make sure that your happy marriage stays happy through clear communication, honesty, being willing to be vulnerable with each other around this issue, because it can be a lot of fuel for your sex life. Like, you could have a hotter sex life over the coming years if you use this tool well.
If it turns you both on.
Definitely.
And I think this other piece of, again, just feeling concern around your sexiness or attractiveness versus these women on the screen, like, it is also okay to request him complimenting you on a more general basis. Be like, I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel like you desire me and feel like I'm beautiful. So feel free in our everyday life to make sure you let me know that, because I would like that. Like, these are the kind of things we can ask our partners. Just be like, tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me the moments that you think I'm sexy or that you enjoy me. Because that feels good. And like, the more of those sorts of moments that you have in your relationship, I'm sure the less threatened, or imagine the less threatened you'll feel by these women on the screen.
So I think the takeaway here is that porn can be a source of visual stimulation that arouses us, and of audio stimulation, which is actually my favorite part. And as social sexual beings, that's a completely natural response. But we need to work to make it a balanced part of a healthy sexual and romantic relationship over the years. And that does take work, and it takes commitment to being together and being intimate together and paying attention to one another and complimenting and praising one another, as Charlotte was saying. And if your relationship is strong and healthy, then you can find these tools that turn you both on and use them as fuel for your sex life together. And that's the goal, is to have a happy, healthy sex life between the two of you, and to acknowledge for yourself that you are a sexy woman. Don't even know ya, but I'm telling you, you're a sexy, beautiful woman with so much capacity to feel pleasure and to give pleasure and share that intimacy with your husband. And that is far more valuable than porn.
Yeah, the level of satisfaction and fulfillment you're going to bring him as his life partner is so far surpasses the kind of stimulation he can get from a screen that you really want to.
Porn ain't got nothing on you.
Yeah. And it's important to know that.
Yeah, I think culturally porn's been giving so much credit for being so addictive and, you know, like being this obsession of people. And I think it is within a culture that doesn't have a healthy sexual relationship with itself, right? Like, in an ideal sex culture, it would be a source of visual fantasy and nothing more. And the fact that it's become so much of an addiction for people and an obsession is because we don't have a healthy sexual relationship. with ourselves, with our partners, with our culture. And so within your microcosm of your relationship, you can put it in its place and know that your sexual relationship that lives and breathes every day with your husband and your family life and the pleasure you share together is far stronger than porn will ever be. So we hope that has answered your question. And if you or anyone listening to this podcast have any further questions, you can always be in touch with us and ask us anything. We offer free personalized sex advice and answer some questions here on this podcast. So come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and go to the Ask Us Anything page and fire away. We are here for you.
And confused, if you want to let us know how this goes for you, any follow-up, we'd love to hear how you use any of this advice. And we hope that you have a fabulous experience with it all. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast. For free weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more, join our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, we'd like to offer you 20% off any of our download-to-own video guides so you can discover how to touch every inch of your lover's body with more skill and confidence. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.